defense. But it'd be interesting, I think, to talk about like the flip side of the equation, right? You know, 15 years ago, you had companies like, you know, SpaceX having to sue the Air Force to convince them to actually utilize the Falcon 9 relative to, you know, sort of other on the market rockets, despite, you know, increased capabilities, cheaper prices.
Yep.
Obviously, your co-founder, Trey Stevens at Palantir, they went through a similar experience having to sue the U.S. government. Versus, you know, now you have these like dedicated programs like, you know, AFWERX, SpaceWorks, et cetera, that are explicitly for engaging with, you know, tech startups. Varda obviously recently getting that sort of like StratFi like contract. Can you talk a bit about how you've seen that sort of like shift within, you know, the DoD? Where do you think we are at in that time frame? How does the DoD get even better at adopting these types of, you know, technologies? And how does that even in particular, it'd be great to also get your sense of like, with the timeliness of this conversation happening while, you know, China is doing these live maneuvers around Taiwan, how do you think that will start to impact the, you know, sort of China-Taiwan situation?
The China-Taiwan stuff is interesting, and you might have seen that China announced that they are going to start doing doing inspections of cargo vessels inbound for Taiwan, which leads into my longstanding theory that they're going to enact their invasion first with a trade blockade and say, oh, they're violating Chinese tax or import laws, and therefore we're going to blockade imports in the harbor. And my theory is that the U.S. will not be willing to start a shooting war over what appears to be, you know, a non-shooting trade blockade. It's actually very interesting. It's a little bit like the plot of Star Wars Episode One. You know, you got the trade blockade, you got the internal people in Taiwan who want to make it happen, if only to get more sympathy and more power for their cause on the international scene. It's actually a lot of interesting parallels there. Sorry, what was the question before that? I got distracted.
No problem. Yeah, sorry, maybe we should have distracted the China-Taiwan thing, given that that's so timely. But more on the like DoD side of things.
I mean, the truth is, the Department of Defense has been a terrible customer for decades. They had centralized on a few big players. It was very centrally planned. There were only a few people who are allowed to win the prime position on major contracts. And I don't mean allowed legally. I just mean practically speaking, they were not going to allow any new entrant to prime. It just was not going to happen. The incentives were set up wrong. The structures were set up wrong. The bureaucrats were afraid they would get fired if they did anything that was outside of the norm, even if it was inside of the law. Palantir and SpaceX were the ones who really broke the dam there. They had to sue their largest customer, their largest customers, and say, hey, you have to award us this contract because it's a product we've already built using our own money. The law says you cannot pay another company billions of dollars to redevelop something that we've already made that you can buy more cheaply in the first place. And that hadn't really been tested in modern times. And the fact that they both won was really what opened the door for Anduril and everyone else who's followed in our footsteps. Because without them proving that, there was a high likelihood we would invest our own money, build things, prove that they're possible, and then the government just gives a contract to another company to build the same thing but worse, or the same thing but slower, or the same thing but more expensive, or all of those things combined. And the fact that they made clear, there are mechanisms by which we can hold you to account, and hold you to the law and force you to buy the right thing. You know, it was basically legal enforcement of meritocracy, which is so often thought to be dead, but can be enforced when you're working with the government. You can't enforce meritocracy in tech, by the way. There's an interesting dynamics where you see the wrong company is winning, you know, major SaaS contracts or support contracts because they're well connected or because they're politically aligned with the leadership of a company. But the government can't afford to make decisions like that anymore because they need to pick the best stuff and abide by the law. So that was a really big deal for us. I don't think we would have started Anduril otherwise. And the other flip side of this is, in addition to kind of what Anduril and Palantir did, which was forcing the government to do the right thing in a time where it was not cool to do that, since then it's become easier, where the zeitgeist is on our side. People in government agree we need to change how contracting is done. They agree the system is broken. Nobody thinks that things are going well. Nobody in Congress, nobody in the Pentagon, maybe not nobody, very few people, certainly. And that's very helpful to us,